This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khaira for being here at this hour from this day, Sunday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. The talk, inshallah, will be about seeking knowledge, the methodology of seeking knowledge. And I know a lot of people, for every Muslim, this is something that is a great dream, to become a scholar or a student of knowledge. And I'm sure you know a lot of people, they tried, they wanted to be students of knowledge. They took the path, but for one reason or another, they didn't continue. So to avoid being on the wrong track, to avoid the errors that other people have done, this is the purpose of attending, inshallah. We will have about five sessions. I will try to be practical. This is what we will cover today. Mainly the talk will be about an introduction only. Just an introduction. Why? I feel that from time to time we still need to remind people of the importance and the value of knowledge. Because many people, they still don't know the value. Most of us are workers, full-time or part-time. So if we make this class on weekdays, I'm sure you will not be able to attend at this time. Why? There is job. And it is true, job is important. But which is more important? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam one time, to remind the companions of the value of knowledge, he told them, who would like to get 2 camels for free without doing something haram? At their time, camel was one of the biggest assets, just like very expensive car. So how about I tell you, you go outside today and you get 2 luxurious cars. Everybody would like that. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you go to the masjid and you learn 2 ayat, it's better than 2 camels. That's just one example. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was telling them. So we need to know the virtues. Maybe you have heard about the ayat, about the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned about the value, the virtue of knowledge. But we will try to comment on those. What can we learn from them? After that, inshallah, we will see what the scholars talked about, what they said about the knowledge. And then after that, we will take the practical steps. This will be later, inshallah, maybe the next 2 sessions. The practical steps, where to start. We all agree that knowledge is important. We all know that we have to try and become students of knowledge. Are we on the right track or no? Because nowadays, with a lot of institutions out there, maybe you think what you're getting is solid knowledge or correct knowledge, and maybe not. So which one is correct, which one is not, what to do? All this will be, inshallah, discussed also in this module. So here is a question before we even start. Why? You are here today. You came here. Whether it is a class about seeking knowledge, or it is a class about learning Arabic, or it is a class about Aqeedah, why you are here? What is your intention? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. Actions are rewarded only by their intentions. So what is your intention? Is it because you didn't have anything else to do, or today you felt that you have some time, so you decided to come? Or you do have something you want to achieve? What is it that you want? Why are you here? And more importantly, if you say, I want to seek knowledge, why? Some people, they have this intention. They want to seek knowledge, but for the wrong purpose. If you seek knowledge to show off, to become arrogant over other people, then this is a straight way to hellfire, wal-ayyadu billah, to Jahannam. Are you going to argue with scholars just to debate with them? Your knowledge should be to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Imam Ahmad rahimahullah was asked, how do I know if I am sincere? Some people, they do the same thing exactly, but one of them is sincere and another one is not. How do I know if I am sincere? Imam Ahmad rahimahullah said, when you intend to remove ignorance from yourself, when you intend to learn, when you learn, you are doing something better. That's my intention. Even one ayah, I learned one ayah, I benefited, that's enough for me. Regardless what people are going to say, regardless what other people will have of their impression, conviction about what I did, I became a better person because of one ayah, because of one hadith, that's all I want. This is what Imam Ahmad rahimahullah said about sincerity. When you intend to remove ignorance from yourself, you are learning. Because let me ask you this, what do we know more, or what we don't know is more? What we don't know. You are 40, 50, 60 years, and still what you don't know is more? Yes. Yes, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, he has beautiful statement. كُلَّمَا ازْدَدْتُ عِلْمًا ازْدَدْتُ عِلْمًا بِجَهْلِي. Whenever I increase of my knowledge, I have more knowledge that I was ignorant. I have more knowledge of my ignorance. Every time I learn something new, that meant I didn't know it before. So how much else did I don't know also as well? And that's what Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran. This is not something hypothetical. This is what Allah Azza wa Jal Himself says in the Quran. وَمَا أُوتِيتُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And you are not given of knowledge except little. This is what Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Al-Isra. وَمَا أُوتِيتُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. What we don't know is much more than what we know. And I'll give you an example. This is just a little bit sidetracked, but we'll go back. Give you this wireless mic. Somebody wants it right now. In Singapore. Now, they have a class at 9 o'clock. So they want this now. And I will just throw it and it will be there. What do you think? Is this possible or no? No? Well, I disagree. I say it is possible. And that's what Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Quran. In Surah An-Naml, Sulaiman alayhi salam was sitting with the gatherings and he said, أَيُّكُمْ يَأْتِينِي بِعَرْشِهَا. Who would bring forth her throne, the throne of Balqis? قَبْلَ أَن يَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. The genie, what did he say? أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَن تَقُمَّ مِن مَقَامِكَ. We have this meeting now. Before it's done, I will have it ready for you, in front of you. That's faster than DHL, than all other fast services, right? قَالَ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ عِلْمٌ مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ. You see, the key here is what? عِنْدَهُ عِلْمٌ مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ. أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَن يَرْتَدَّ إِلَيْكَ طَرْفُكَ. Before you blink your eye, it will be ready. Was it there or it wasn't there? It was. What was there? Throne, bigger than this, right? And it was just like that. How? How? We don't know. Until now, we don't know. But is it possible? Yes. How many things have we learned in the past few years? Only past few years. Compared to 100 years ago. Actually, this is part of what will be the next course, inshallah, next weekend. We have course at Medyu, inshallah. The point is what? What we don't know is much more than what we know. What we don't know is much more than what we know. So remember that always. Humble yourself to knowledge. Don't think that you have a lot of knowledge. Whatever you learned, whatever you had, what you don't know, what you don't have is much more. Okay, this is one important thing. Another thing, knowledge by itself is not an objective, it's a means. Knowledge. Why? Why it is not an objective? If you learn something, but you don't do it, you don't implement on the knowledge you learned, what good is it? It will be against you. It will not be for you. Let me ask you this. We all seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, right? Who has more knowledge, we or shaitan? Are you sure? He does. Was it beneficial for him? It wasn't. So always remember this. Knowledge should be used to benefit you. But knowledge for knowledge only, what good is it? We have a lot of knowledge. The library is here, alhamdulillah. You see the library, right? A lot of knowledge there. But it's in books. What's the use? You need knowledge to implement it, to benefit from it. Otherwise, it will be against you. It will not be for you. Not only that, if somebody learned something and did exactly the opposite, walayadu billah. Every day we read in the Quran 17 times in our prayer, غير المغضوب عليهم. What does it mean? غير المغضوب عليهم. Not the past of those deserve the wrath of Allah. Who are they and why they deserve the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They knew, but they didn't do. So we are seeking refuge with Allah azza wa jal from those people. So you don't want to be like those people that you are seeking refuge with Allah azza wa jal from. Another thing, and this is a warning. That's why it's very important from the beginning to purify your intention. Make sure that your intention is pure. It's only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the first people that will be thrown in hellfire, not kafir, not thief, not killer, scholar. A scholar. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. أَوَّلُ مَن تُسَعَّرُ بِهِمُ النَّارِ. He mentioned three types of people. Three types of people that will be thrown in hellfire first, before anyone else. One of them is alim. Why? He will be brought forth in front of everyone and will be asked, why did you learn the knowledge? And he would say, I learned this knowledge for you, O Allah, for your sake. He would be told, no, you told a lie, you are lying. You learned, so people would say he is a scholar. So, because of that, he is going to be thrown in hellfire before anyone else. This is a reminder to purify our intentions. What is your intention? From the knowledge. Make sure that you have the correct intention. Make sure that you are trying your best to implement. This is our problem nowadays, and we will go through details in that, inshallah. Our problem, we just want more and more. At the time of the companions, radiallahu anhum, it wasn't like that. They take only one thing, they do it, and then they move on. That's how they learned both knowledge and application, the implementation of knowledge. Nowadays, many people focus on more. Give us more. I want to memorize. So I finished the Quran in 6 months. I finished the Quran in 2 months. I finished the Quran in 1 year. The companions were able to memorize easy. They had strong memories. They had very sharp intelligence. But they didn't do it quickly. Why? They said we would not exceed 10 ayat. Only 10 ayat. Until we learn them, we understand them, we implement them, and then we move on. That's what they used to do. See, that's the difference between our methodology nowadays and their methodology. We just want more. Give us more. For what? Did you do what you learned already or not? You want the real knowledge? Here is a solution from the Quran. You want real knowledge? You have to have one thing. One thing will give you knowledge. Allah says in the Quran, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Fear Allah. Are you pious? Not because of what you wear or what you say, because of what you do. Are you really pious? Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Fear Allah and Allah will teach you. If you have the true fear of Allah, the true piety, Allah will teach you. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, this is a simple example. He asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَيُّ الْعَمَلِ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ. What kind of deeds is best in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, الصَّلَاةُ لِوَقْتِهَا or لِأَوَّلِ وَقْتِهَا. To pray at the beginning of time. That's one thing. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, ثُمَّ أَيْ, then what? Why he asked, then what? Because he already did the first one. He was already doing that. The Prophet ﷺ said, you know the hadith? How many things he mentioned, the Prophet ﷺ? Three things. Prayer, being dutiful, obedient to the parents, and jihad. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, and that's the point, if I were to ask him for more, he would have given me more. So why didn't he ask for more? Now I have enough, let me implement, let me work on that, and then I will ask for more. The problem now, just give me and then I will decide. We have, alhamdulillah, we have a revolution in media. Online, on-site, libraries, a lot of books, a lot of tools, DVDs, CDs, whatever. Where is the practice? Where is the practical knowledge? That's the key. So from the beginning, from we even, before we start, correct your intention. Remember that if you go with only one thing useful, even if every single thing you heard, you already knew. This is possible. Maybe what I'm going to say, you already heard it from A to Z. Everything, you heard it before. You would come and say, I don't want to attend anymore because I already knew everything. Still, you will be rewarded. How? The Prophet ﷺ mentioned the hadith that Allah Azza wa Jal has angels. Group of angels, their job is to write the names of people who attend the gatherings of learning. That's their job. So, by just sitting here, you are rewarded. Learning something, that's additional. That's a plus. Implementing also, that's even better. Great hadith, only from one gathering. But because we are so used now, let's go and sit, and we forgot to correct our intentions. Every single time you come, even if you come more than one time every day, every time you are here, remind yourself of this intention. This is important. Now, in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاء. The true people that really fear Allah are who? The scholars. Why? What about other people? This is an important reminder for us. Learning and seeking knowledge should bring you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the other way around. Unfortunately, sometimes you find some people, the leaders of deviation are more knowledgeable than the ignorant ones. This is very dangerous. Your knowledge should bring you closer to Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. The ones who have true knowledge, they knew about Allah more. So they had more fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not the other way around. So the more you learn, the more you know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you are fearful of Allah. That's why, who was the most fearful of Allah Azza wa Jal? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because he was more knowledgeable of Allah Azza wa Jal. He knew more than what all other companions knew. So that's why he was more fearful. So ask yourself always this question. The knowledge that I'm learning, is it making me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it making me a better person? You have to remind yourself always. This is very important. This is the ayah. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. In Surah Taha, you need to open the next page, please. In Surah Taha, Ayah 114, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Say, my Lord. Say, this is a command from Allah to who? Commands are directly to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then to the rest of people, followers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a command from Allah to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Look at the Qur'an, all the ayat. The only thing that Allah asked His Messenger for increment in something, it was money, wealth, children, possessions, knowledge. وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. That's the only thing that Allah Azza wa Jal told the Prophet ﷺ to ask for more. Nowadays, we are looking for more in all means of dunya. But when it comes to knowledge, many times, okay, maybe yes, maybe no. So remember, the Prophet ﷺ was not told to pray for more dunya, for more money, which is okay, it's not bad. You can earn more in halal way. What's wrong with that? It's nothing wrong. But the thing that really was told the Prophet ﷺ to ask for more, it was knowledge. وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. In the other ayah, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Say, are they equal, those who know and those who don't know? Are they equal? They are not equal. They are not equal. We see, subhanAllah, the difference between someone who knows and someone who doesn't know. In Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us the story of the man who killed 99 souls. You know this story, right? What happened when he asked someone, pious but without knowledge, he gave him right or wrong answer? Wrong answer. What happened to that man? He was killed. But then the man who killed 100 souls, including this pious man, he went to a scholar, alim, and he told him, who can stop you from repenting? You see the difference? This is what the Prophet ﷺ also said. The virtue of the knowledgeable over the ignorant, or the worshipper, someone who is knowledgeable and someone who is not knowledgeable but just worshipper, is like the virtue of me over the least of you. How different it is between the Prophet ﷺ and the least amongst us. That's exactly what the Prophet ﷺ said regarding the knowledgeable and the abid, the worshipper. Alim and abid. So which one you are? Now, there is no differentiation between ilm and ibadah. This is our problem nowadays, and inshallah we will talk about it later. The importance of performing ibadah to recognize knowledge, to remain knowledgeable. Because unfortunately for many of us, we separated. Oh, this is ilm, and then there is ibadah. They are always both. They are always together. Any kind of separation, that's a problem. Any kind of knowledge that will not result in any practical aspect, you shouldn't worry about it. How big are the angels? If we don't have specific hadith, there is no use of discussing that. How helpful is this for you in your deen, in your religion, and in your dunya? Okay? And compare that to many other cases. Allah Azza wa Jal told us in the Quran about the staff of Musa alayhi salam. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنِ اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرِ. We inspired Musa alayhi salam to strike the sea with his rod, with his staff. What kind of staff was it? What color is it? It was not mentioned. Why? You will learn that in tafsir, inshallah, if you didn't already know. These are things that are irrelevant, beyond the point. Always focus on what's useful. The point is that Musa alayhi salam had a staff. Usually this staff does not break the sea, but because of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it did. Usually inanimate objects do not turn to life, but because of Allah Azzawajal's will, it became a snake. So that's the point. What color it is, what type of wood, or this is beyond the point. So remember that. Always in knowledge, always focus on what's useful. So the point is, they are not equal. Those who have knowledge and those who don't have knowledge. Knowledge always has to be attached to ibadah. Always. You learn to implement. Just learning for nothing, you shouldn't worry about that. Knowledge that will not result in practical aspect, you shouldn't waste your time on it. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man salaka tariqan yaltamisu bihi ilman, sahala Allahu lahu tariqan ila al-jannah." You're seeking a path for knowledge, you are seeking path to paradise. Road became easy. You want to drive? Have you been to Johor before? All of you? I haven't been there. How far is it? 4 hours. Do you have signs all the way? And it's easy to go there? Imagine you have your own guide on the GPS. You exactly go here, and then there, and then there. When you seek knowledge, you are telling yourself, I'm going to paradise. You are getting directions. You have your own GPS going where? To paradise. This is what the Prophet ﷺ said. مَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ بِهِ عِلْمًا. He who seeks path for knowledge, Allah will make easy for him path to paradise. Yarhamukallah. See, you don't get that in other things. You don't get that in other things. Why knowledge is so precious? Ibadah is so precious. You are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone in a very beautiful and nice moment. During the night, during the day, you are praying, you are prostrating yourself to Allah. This is very beautiful, but still not like ilm. Why? Because when you do that, when you are praying, you're benefiting only yourself. But with knowledge, you are benefiting others also as well. Imagine when you tell the people what you know, and they benefit from that. And you are giving people the benefit. So that's why it's more important, more valuable than the ibadah. Also, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man yuridi Allahu bihi khayran, yufaqihhu fi al-deen." If Allah wants to do good to you, you think you are really fortunate. How do you know that? When Allah gives you the ability to comprehend, to understand the religion, to have the knowledge of this religion. Okay? Again, the Prophet ﷺ did not say, whoever Allah wants to do good for him will give him more money, will give him... See, it was not about dunya. Stop worrying. You go, alhamdulillah, you spend time working, trying your best, earning degree, getting promotion, working. Try to focus on your religion. That's all the goodness there in your religion. مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Also, you say, I don't want to learn a lot, I just want the minimum. This is an obligation. It's not even an optional thing. You have to learn what your life cannot continue without it. This is an obligation. طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. Like what? Every day, do you or don't you have to pray? You have to pray. So you have to learn how to pray. Whatever is related to prayer, wudu, you have to learn that. Inshallah, soon we will start the month of Ramadan. You have to learn about fasting. Because you are going to fast, you have to fast. So there is a minimum requirement for every single Muslim. Whatever your ibadah is not performed without it, this is obligation. You have to learn it. Nowadays, people compete what they can learn more. Why? They can earn more money. I had more knowledge. So this is about your own self, about your own salvation on the Day of Judgment. How much knowledge do you have? Do you have sufficient, or you have below the minimum? So the Prophet ﷺ said, it is an obligation. We spend 12 years at schools learning, sometimes even more. And then how much of that education have we used, or we are going to use? With knowledge, with the real knowledge, you should always use it. You should always use it. And I think I gave this example before. We have several versions, different narrations, for one action that the Prophet ﷺ did. Like after rukur, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ. What do we say? رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. How about رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ? It's valid. Okay, how about رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ؟ حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِيهِ مِلْأَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَمِلْأَ الْأَرْضِ وَمِلْأَ مَا شِئْتَ مِنْ شَيْءٍ بَعْدِ أَهْلَ الثَّنَاءِ وَالْمَجْدِ أَحَقُّ مَا قَالَ الْعَبْدُ. How about that? اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. How about that? Why different versions for one action? You need to remove the habit from your ibadah. So every time you are mindful, what do you say the minute you say Allahu Akbar? Before you start, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. What do you say? What is it? I can't hear you. You don't say anything? What is it? You say Allahu Akbar, Dua al-Istiftah, Bismillah ar-Rahman. What is it? Allahu Akbar Kabira, Alhamdulillah Kathira. Subhanallah. Okay, how about Allahumma ba'id bayni wa bayna khatayai kama ba'adta bayna al-mashriqi wal-maghrib? How about wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal-ard? How about that? Why more than one version? Because many people, Allahu Akbar, they got used to it. They forgot that they are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But with ibadah, when you know that there is more than one version, and when you implement them, you are benefiting yourself and you are more focused on the ibadah. But if you don't even know that there is more than one version, that's all what you learned, only one way, and you're going to do it, it became routine. It became just like second nature. You're not enjoying the ibadah. So the key here is knowledge. You know more than one type. Same thing with qira'at, more than one recitation. وَامْرَأَتُهُ حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبِ وَامْرَأَتُهُ حَمَّالَةُ الْحَطَبِ. There is, so you enjoy the reading of the Qur'an. It gives you more beauty, more meanings. You are reflecting on what you are reading. That's the case with knowledge. Always knowledge will benefit you. So remember that. The purpose of knowledge is implementation. The Prophet also sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَتَضَعُ أَجْنِحَتَهَا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ. The angels, not the leaders of this dunya, the angels would lower their wings for the seeker of knowledge out of pleasure of what he is doing or she is doing. The angels, they are humbling themselves to the student of knowledge out of happiness for what he is doing. This is what you will get, which you won't get anywhere else. Special offer, buy one, get one free, zero. This is the best offer you get as a student of knowledge. That's what you are going to get. Imagine if you reach the level of alim, scholar. وَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَ, that's what the Prophet ﷺ said, وَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَ لَيَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ. You say, Astaghfirullah, oh Allah, I ask you for forgiveness. People, animals, even whales in the oceans, they would ask Allah for forgiveness for you. This will be the case with the scholar. You have the creatures on your side. This is what you get. So why I'm saying this, never ever underestimate the knowledge. Unfortunately, we are in a time, because of the abundance, alhamdulillah, we have abundance of ways to seek knowledge. Because of that, actually, people are now careless about knowledge. Why? You have to announce, you have to market, you have to explain what this is about. You have to ask people to send them reminders. Please come. Oh no, it's far away, 10 minutes drive. That's the case with people. We bring speakers from overseas, from far away, just to give a talk. That was not the case at the time of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. Usually they used to go for knowledge. They used to travel. That was the difference. One case, one example, many examples, but I will give you only one. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhuma, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, narrated many a hadith. Jabir radiyallahu anhuma, he heard about a hadith that was narrated by another companion, Abdullah ibn Unais radiyallahu anhu. Abdullah ibn Unais was narrating a hadith. Jabir asked about this hadith. Who's narrating this hadith? It was new to him. Jabir radiyallahu anhu used to be in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't hear this hadith. The hadith is about the state of people when they are resurrected. يُحْشَرُ النَّاسُ حُفَاتًا. People will be resurrected barefooted. عُرَاتًا, naked. غُرْلًا, uncircumcised. So to Jabir, this was a new hadith. Something new, he didn't hear that before. Who is narrating that? They told him, Abdullah ibn Unais. Where was Abdullah ibn Unais? He was in Al-Sham. Jabir was in Medina. We're talking about 1,200 kilometers. 1,200 kilometers. No car, no plane, only camels. Jabir, radiallahu anh, he went, took the camel, went 40 days traveling for one hadith. Arrived to Abdullah ibn Unais radiallahu anhu. Somebody opened the door, asked who is it. He said, Jabir. Tell Abdullah that I'm Jabir. When Abdullah heard that it's Jabir, the companion of the Prophet ﷺ, came outside hugging him. Jabir told him, tell me the hadith that you are telling the people. He said, I heard the Prophet ﷺ saying, people will be gathered when they are resurrected, barefooted, naked, uncircumcised. Jabir told him, Jazakallah khair, and he went back. He traveled for what? For one hadith. Who of us would do that? See, this is the difference. We say we want to be students of knowledge, we want to be scholars, but unless it's coming to us, unless it's made easy, unless we heard about it, unless the announcements were made, explanation, brief description, we're not interested. Unfortunately, this is not the case. That shouldn't be the case. The minute we know that there is something useful, even if you heard it before, even if it's a topic that was repeated, still, you will get the reward. Just by sitting there, you will be getting the reward. Even animals are elevated. Is there knowledge for animals? Is there school where animals could go and learn? Well, the Quran tells us that we can hunt with educated dogs. وَمَا عَلَّمْتُمْ مِنَ الْجَوَارِحِ مُكَلِّبِينَ. This is something is discussed in fiqh. When scholars discuss the book of hunting, you could hunt by yourself with an arrow, with a bullet, but you could also have animals. What kind of animals? Not any animals. Animals that are educated. How? you define educated animals, especially like the dogs, the hunting dogs. You stop them, they stop. You command them to go, they will go. See, even with animals, they became elevated with knowledge. Subhanallah. With the hunting dogs that are educated, it's permissible to eat. But with the dogs that are not educated, you're not allowed to eat. Because maybe they hunted for their own benefit, to eat themselves, not for you. But the hunting dogs that are educated, you commanded them, you stop them, they stop. You tell them, they go. This is in the Quran, in Surah Al-Ma'idah. So imagine that even the animals, they are preferred and they are elevated, subhanAllah. Yet we still have some people, they are not interested or don't value the knowledge. Now, one step on the path of knowledge, inshallah, and this is something that was mentioned by Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah. To him, there are six conditions for knowledge. أخي لن تنال العلم إلا بستة سأنبيك عن تفصيلها ببياني ذكاء واجتهاد وحرص وبلغة وصحبة أستاذ وطول زماني. Six conditions. You have to achieve them to attain knowledge. According to Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. First one is intelligence. You have to be sharp-minded, that you can understand it. You are able to understand. Some people, you repeat the thing once, twice, three times. They might learn, but they will get so much. They will not be in an advanced level. The second thing is striving. That's the nature of knowledge. It doesn't come easy. It's not something that you want overnight and here it is. No. You have to strive. And scholars, they wrote books about their trips in seeking knowledge. One of them would go and would have only a loaf of bread. That's all. No car, no money, nothing. They had to work. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, a great scholar of Islam, he couldn't afford going for Hajj, paying from his own pocket. So he had to work for the Hajj group that he was going with to take care of their camels. This happened to many people. Don't think that they got knowledge easily, that books were available, scholars were everywhere, and they came to them. No, they had to go, they had to travel. So it's nice to read about how they struggled. You would appreciate more this knowledge. You have to strive. Overnight, it doesn't happen. That's not the nature of knowledge. ذَكَاءٌ وَاجْتِهَادٌ وَحِرْصٌ Caring. You have to care also. You don't care about something, you won't pay attention to it. You won't value it. That's why you can tell, when you tell people, there is a movie, new, let's go. There is a class. Okay. See the difference? Whenever there is an event, live, it's now, today is the first day, the debut, everybody is going. Where is the caring for knowledge? If you don't care, you will not get the knowledge. Again, you will get only so much. You have to have the means. And alhamdulillah, now we have recordings, we have visual aid, we have the internet, we have DVDs, all kinds of media. Also, at their time, they needed money. You want to travel, you have to be able to travel. Nowadays, you want to travel, you need to have a ticket. So the means of knowledge, financial, physical, bulgha, whatever is going to help you. Sometimes even the books that you need to purchase, the pens that you need to write with, all that is from the means. You have to have the means. The next condition, number five, صحبتu ustad, the companionship of a scholar. Your teacher, you could, most of the time, you could define the student by knowing the teacher. How? A teacher that learned only 4 years. Can he give you more than those 4 years? That's all what he has. A teacher studied for 8 years. He is what? In a higher level. So a teacher that learned even for 12 years, with experience of 10 years or more, what? The more the scholar knew, the more the student will know. And this is our problem nowadays. Now, I don't want to discourage you. There are, alhamdulillah, people with sincere intention. But just because they attended one course or for 1 year, that doesn't qualify them to become scholars. I'm not saying stop or try always to go to the best. Just like what we do with our dunya. I want to purchase something, I will get the best. I want something with quality. Same thing with knowledge. You have to have the company of a scholar. That's what students of knowledge used to do in the early ages. And that's why they became also scholars. Books, yes, they are useful. But many times you don't know how to explain the difference. You read something, but it's not explained. You need the teacher. You will always need the teacher. Allah Azza wa Jal didn't send the Quran as a book. He sent the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the companionship of a scholar is very important. وَصُحْبَةُ أُسْتَاذٍ. And the last one is طُولُ زَمَانِي. Long time. Long time. How much time? Depends. What do you want to achieve? You just want to learn the basics in 1 year or 3 years? Or you want to be a real student of knowledge 5-6 years? Or you want to be a scholar? What do you want to be? Depending on that. Again, it doesn't happen just like that overnight. Something that you wished for, something that you hoped, and then it happened. No. You have to strive. It will take a long time. That's the nature of things. Rushing things will actually backfire. Imagine a new baby that is born and everybody is happy. They want him or her to grow fast. So instead of breast milk, they are giving him or her fish, high in protein, to grow fast. Would that be suitable? Will die. Why? There has to be time. At least for 1 or 2 years, only breast milk. Only. There is time. You have to wait. Don't rush things. Things do not happen just like that overnight. More and more. No. I remember when we were students, about 20 years ago, we had some mutun, some texts to memorize. That will help us reviewing and remembering the cases. And we wanted to memorize quickly. At that time, the text, the whole text would be only 40 pages. People until now, from that group, until now, they couldn't memorize this 40 pages. Why? They wanted to memorize everything at once. But if you started with one line, even if it would take you longer, still. Same thing now. How many of you would wish to memorize the Quran, the entire Quran? Right? Anybody would say, no, I don't want to memorize the Quran. It's a dream. It's a wish for everyone, right? But let me ask you this. Really, how many of you did memorize the Quran? We don't have anyone, Hafiz, here? The whole Quran. Why? Why? How hard is it to memorize every single day only one line? One line. Just one line. You know how long it will take you? Roughly 22 years. But here's the thing. You have been trying for the last 30 years. It didn't work. Try this. One line. Even if you didn't get there, it's not your responsibility to finish. As long as you took the path the right way, you will be rewarded. You will be rewarded, inshallah. So remember that. There has to be time. There has to be time. Main problem for many people nowadays, they just want everything quickly. They are in a hurry. No, with knowledge, you have to take time. And I tell you, I tell you personally, this is my personal experience. Finishing studies, 4 years, I thought I knew everything. I am the scholar of this dunya. Then coming to practice, and I was different. At that time, I was arrogant. I felt like I studied in the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I memorized the entire Quran. I have ijazah, I have this. And subhanAllah, when I came to the real life, year after year, I learned more. I become more humble. I learned that how ignorant I was. Then earning another degree, spending more time. Then, so what I am now, not the same I was 15, 20 years ago. Time will be a great factor, will teach you a lot. Things that cannot be learned but by time. So remember that. These are 6 conditions according to Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, that remember them if you wanted to seek knowledge. He also said this beautiful and profound statement, اعلم أن العلم بطيء اللزام بعيد المرام لا يدرك بالسهام لا يرى في المنام لا يرث عن الآباء والأعمام وإنما هو شجرة لا تصلح إلا بالغرس ولا تغرس إلا بالنفس ولا تسقى إلا بالدرس ولا تحصل إلا بالاستناد إلى الحجة وافتراش المداد وإدمان السهر وقلة النوم وصلة الليل باليوم. What does that mean? This is a rough translation, not accurate, but just rough translation for what he said. Mainly he is telling you that knowledge is hard to grasp, to digest. It's not like a movie you're watching. Sometimes you say, what's the meaning here? It's tough. But you can get it. And it's not easy to get. Otherwise, everyone would say, I want to become a scholar, and he or she becomes scholar. It's not the case. It's not easy to get. It's hard. And it's not easy to digest as well. So what do? You don't see it by dream. I dream that I'm a scholar, so you became a scholar. You don't achieve knowledge by dreams only, wishful dreams, no. Okay? You don't inherit knowledge, that's another thing. Just because your father, your mother was sheikh, scholar, then you became, no. You have to learn. Maybe it's easier for you because you have the keys. Your parents are guiding you, they are telling you what to do. Alhamdulillah. And what not to do, it will be easier. But just because your father is a scholar, that doesn't mean you are. Okay, it's not something that you inherit. It's something that you achieve, you earn. Okay, it's like a tree, and every tree needs what? Water. What is the water for knowledge? How can you nourish the knowledge? How can you become knowledgeable? You have to plant it. How? By studying. By learning. Okay, by long time. By relying on the evidence. By staying awake at night. Not on Facebook, WhatsApp, and all these social media tools. No. Staying awake during the night, trying to solve a case. Trying to think of a solution. Trying to see an evidence. That's how you will learn and earn the knowledge. This is what Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said. And he said also in another statement that to him, staying awake at night for knowledge, trying to solve a case, is lovelier than being in bed with a beautiful woman on the day of wedding. Something to us, maybe we say, oh, this is just wishful or hypothetical thing. It's true, it's reality. When you enjoy the knowledge that you are becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are solving a case, you learned something you didn't know, the pleasure is great. How can you feel that? You have to try it. Just by talk, you will not get it. You have to try it, you have to practice. So you need to be awake during the night. Because your time, you feel your time is passing by quickly. But someone who is spending most of the time with others, talking on TV, internet, how you will feel that this is important? Again, even if it's one case, one thing you learned only today. We have 355 days. 355 new cases. That's in 1 year. Then another year. And that's it. Just learn one case every day. So inshallah, we will go through the practical steps later. Next time, inshallah, we will go through the practical steps, because there are different ways depending on what do you want to achieve, what do you want to become. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to learn with sincere intention to please Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and to become better people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who listen to the guidance and follow the best of it. So this is it for today, inshallah. And the next time, within 2 weeks, 2 weeks, inshallah, we will have more practical things. Jazakumullahu khairah. If any questions, comments, please feel free. It's time now. Yes. Okay, the brother has a question. What is more important, knowledge or ibadah? It's both. Both of them are important. You cannot perform ibadah without knowledge. Our problem is the separation, and I mentioned that. Don't separate. Both of them are important. But when it comes to two different things, you have already the knowledge, and there is the ibadah. The obligatory knowledge and the obligatory ibadah, both of them are achieved. Prayer, you know how to pray. Now you want to learn something extra. And also there is time to pray. Let's say during the night. You already prayed Isha, you prayed the Sunnah. But now, is it better to pray Qiyamul Layl? Or it is better to seek knowledge for more things that you want to learn? Imam Shafi rahimahullah says, Ilm has more virtue over Ibadah. As I told you, when you learn, you are benefiting others also, not only yourself. But when you are doing Ibadah, it's only benefiting you. But generally, they should be together. Any other questions? Okay. Jazakumullahu khairan. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala Muhammad wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.